दे रहा था। मतलब यू आर गिवन इट बिफोर 2 मिनट्स, 2:06:58। आई वाज वरीड, यू नो, आई शुड नॉट टेक
थैंक यू
प्रॉमिस।
प्रभु, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर टाइम,
थैंक यू,
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर मेंटेनिंग करेक्ट टाइम. आई एम रियली ग्रेटफुल टू यू. हरी बोल. हरे
थैंक्स।
कृष्ण प्रभु, हरे
वेटिंग फॉर संजय प्रभु।
कृष्ण संजय नित्यानंद प्रभु दंडवत प्रणाम. ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शिल प्रभुपाद. वेलकम टू द कॉल प्रभु. नाउ वी हैव प्रेसमेंट परिक्रमा. नाउ आई विल हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू यू प्रभु. थैंक यू हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। सो टुडे इज द लास्ट डे ऑफ वृंदावन परिक्रमा। सो टुडे आई विल टेक लिटिल टाइम बिकॉज आई हैव मेनी थिंग टू स्पीक ऑन। सो टुडे आई विल स्टार्ट लाइक टू स्टार्ट माय लास्ट क्लास एज अ परिक्रमा टूर गाइड और एज परिक्रमा दर्शनार्थी, नो वन हु लीड द परिक्रमा। सो आई लाइक टू स्टार्ट माई लास्ट डे फ्रॉम वन ऑफ माई वेरी फेवरेट भजन विच इज ऑन द स्क्रीन नाउ। जस्ट टू थ्री लाइन वी विल सिंग, और आई विल सिंग एंड देन वील गो डायरेक्टली टू द लास्ट क्लास। जय जय श्री राधे, जय प्रभु। जय वृंदावन रम्य स्थान दिव्य चिंतामणि धाम रत्न मंदिर मनोहारा। वृंदावन रम्य स्थान दिव्य चिंतामणि धाम रत्न मंदिर मनोहारा। आवृत्य कालिंदिनी राजहंसा खेली करे ताहे सोहे कनक कमला। तार मध्य हेमा पीठ अष्टदले व्यस्थित अष्टदले प्रधान नायिका। तार मध्ये रत्न स्थाने बसियाचे दुई जने श्याम संगे सुंदरी राधिका। जय श्री राधे। ओ रूप लावण्य राशि आमी अपरिचे खासी हास्य परी हासे संभाषाने। नरोत्तम दासे कय नित्य लीला सुखमय सदाए स्फुरक मोरे माने। कैन समबडी रीड द ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज? Okay, if not, anyone I can read also, or we can read.
Beautiful Vrindavana is filled with Chintamani gems and many jewel palaces and temples. Many regal swans play in the water of the Yamuna, and in those waters, a splendid golden lotus flower grows. In the middle of that lotus is a golden place surrounded by 8 petals. On these 8 petals, the 8 principal gopis reside. And in the center, Lord Shyama Sundara and beautiful Srimati Radharani sit on a jewel throne. The great beauty of the divine couple and their charming joking and laughter continually showers nectar everywhere. Narottam Dasa says, I pray that these blissful, eternal, transcendental pastimes of the divine couple may be always manifested in my heart. Anuttam Das Thakur ki jai ho. Thank you, Sanjay Prabhu.
Thank you, everyone, for helping me to read out this translation. Actually, Vrindavan is a very amazing dham. There is no word to explain its glories. And the bhajan of Vrindavan, the name of Radharani, as long as you start staying in Vrindavan, even if you feel that you are not so qualified to release the name or dham. But Radharani is so merciful that she never look for the quality of their devotees. Suppose someone invite you for a marriage party, and you prepare nicely, you decorate yourself very nicely to attend the party. You also decorate your small kid to take him to the party. So at first you decorate your son and allow him to play around, and by the time you are decorating yourself, and when you decorate yourself nicely, and when you go out of your home, and you feel shocked to see that your child is playing in mud. After decorating nicely, he dressed well, but with all nicely dressed, he starts playing in mud. So the nature of loving mother is that she don't stop herself. Okay, let him play. I should go to party or marriage party, anything. So she immediately, the loving nature of loving mother, that she immediately jump in the mud to take her, and she hold her child in her lap, and again came to the bathroom to clean his son. So similarly, Radharani, even she, we are there, not devotee, we are her son, we are her associate, we are her servant, we are her lover, we all love Radharani Krishna. So if we are dirty, if we are now dirty by the influence of Maya, by the so many things, but Radharani, she immediately hold us when she find us around. So to keep her around is best thing which Prabhupada give us is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is her contact number, her mobile number, her WhatsApp number. So if you want to connect with Radharani, always dial that number. Apart from that, the beautiful bhajan of Radharani Krishna, these are the sweet talks of between you and Krishna. So if you ask me, if you ask me, give us something best thing from Vrindavan. There are many things best in Vrindavan, but apart from that, there is Radha Kripa Kataks, this wonderful bhajan of Vrindavan, the Vaishnava bhajan. These are the assets, and my personal desire is that the moment when I die, I always want, on that particular moment, I really want to listen all beautiful bhajans in front of my ears, and body should be die in Vrindavan. So anyway, so today, so in the month of Kartik, we always sing. We sing that Damodar Ashtakam. So I thought to today take you to the darshan of the place where Damodar Lila took. No? So this is the part of that okal, wooden grinder or something, in which Krishna bind by Mother Yashoda. So this is that. A wooden grinder. This is a part of that wooden grinder. Not exactly, but these are the part. This on the left hand side. This one is the part, and this thing. These two things were rediscovered during the excavation of this place. So when we sing Vaishnava bhajan, So at the end of Vaishnav Bhajan, we also sing few things. Jai Jai Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava Radhe. Likewise, we sing, many, many devotees sing like that. Jai Jai. I have that in Vaishnav. Radha Madhava. Okay, I think it's mine app. Anyone have, if you have the app in your mobile, Vaishnav Bhajan app, let me show you to mobile. Share. Okay. It's difficult. Okay, anyway, I will sing that part and tell you. So, okay. Starting from here. So at the end of Damodar Ashtakam, we sing this particular bhajan at the end. Jai Jai Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava Radhe, Srila Jaya Dever Prana Dhana He. Do we sing this? At the end of Kartik month, do you sing this thing? Yes? Okay. So today I thought to show you the deities which we sing at the. So this deity in front of my in front of the screen. This is Radha Madhav. Jayadevir Pranadhan. So Jayadev is a Jayadev Goswami who write Geet Govinda. He was in Navadvip, he also in Jagannath Puri, and he was in Vrindavan too. So this is his deity. And after that we sing Jaya Radha Madan Gopal, Radha Madan Gopal Radhe, Sila Sita Nathe Pranadhan He. So in front of your screen is Madan Gopal. So, Madan Gopal is none other than Madan Mohan, but Madan Mohan name later given by Sanatan Goswami, but earlier he was known as Madan Gopal. So, Sitanath is Advaita Acharya. So, Advaita Acharya, the moment when he find Madan Mohan, that time Madan Mohan was known as Madan Gopal. So, this deity is of Madan Gopal. This one is in Advaita Vat. Worshipped by Advaita Acharya. Okay. So then after that we sing Jai Jai Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda Radha. Sorry?
Sorry, Prabhu. I think one devotee was singing. That's okay.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah, please sing. Jai Jai Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda Radhe, Srila Rupa Goswami Pranadhan He. So in front of our screen is the Rupa Goswami Pranadhan. The most dear Lord of Rupa Goswami is in front of our screen. And the Radha Rani, she is the first Radha Rani which was installed in any temple. Before that, whichever deity was discovered by the any Gaudiya Acharya, they directly keep the deity with their name. Like they keep the name Govindadev Bhagwan ki jai, Madan Mohan ki jai, Shyam Sundar ki jai, but they never use this Radha word before the name of the Lord. So the first deity of Radharani was she came from Jagannath Puri. I have already told how she came on that particular day when we saw Radha Damodar temple or Radha Govinda temple. That time I told this particular Leela. And after that we sing Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Radhe, Srila Sanatanir Pranadhan He. So I'm now going to show you most rare darshan of Radha Madan Mohan. Madan, So here is Radha Madan Mohan, the Lord of Vrindavan, which is now in Karoli. It's a hardly picture taking allowed. Somehow you got this picture for all of you. So Madan Mohan Gopal Bhagwan ki jai. You like this, Titi? Lord Madan Mohan? Okay. So he's a Pranadhan of Sanatan Goswami. Then we sing Jai Jai. There is another picture of Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan Lord. Okay. This sound of cat coming from Vyasaki Prabhu. Vyasaki Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple. Is very famous Kirtaniya. He's our neighbor. So the cat, they have few cats. Okay, anyway. So now we will sing, then we sing Jai Jai Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath Radhe, Shila Madhupanditer Pranadhan He. So in front of our screen is Radha Gopinath. Okay, then we sing Jai Jai Radha Damodar, Radha Damodar Radhe, Sila Jiva Goswamir Pranadhan He. So here is Radha Damodar. Then we sing Jai Jai Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana Radhe, Shila Gopal Bhatter Pranadhan He. Radha Raman Lal Ki Jai. Then we sing Jai Jai Radha Vinod, Radha Vinod Radhe, Shila Lokanath Pranadhan He. So Lokanath Goswami is most dear Lord Radha Vinod. Then we sing Jai Jai Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda Radhe, Shila Vishwanathir Pranadhan He. So Vishwanath Goswami was the founder of, and he wrote the Bhajan Sangsar Davanal, and his quotes are very famous. Jai Jai Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari Radhe. Although I'm a little confused about Radha Giridhari, however, as far I know that, the Radha Giridhari is a dear of Das Goswami, and Das Goswami none other than Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami used to worship Giriraj Govardhan Shila. Although I don't have knowledge about his worshipable deity, but I will still found, but I think this is the deity. Radha Giridhari, which he used to worship. It is just inside his samadhi in Radha Kund. then we sing Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe, Shila Shyama Nandir Pranadhan He. So we already saw this deity before too. Radha Shyam Sundar appeared directly from Radharani, the Shyam Sundar, the black one, Krishna. He appeared directly from Radharani and worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit. Then we sing Jai Jai Radha Make Bihari, Radha Make Bihari Radhe, Shila Hari Dasir Pranadhan He. So I have a video of Make Bihari. So thought to show you the video. Okay. Although we have seen Baki Bihari also in previous videos, but let me show you again. I don't know where it went. Braj Vrindavan. Are Baba. ये इसको तो शॉर्ट करता हूँ. ओके वृंदावन. हाँ माँ के बिहारी लाल की जय. अगेन सो लेट्स टेक दर्शन ऑफ माँ के बिहारी. देयर इज माँ के बिहारी. माँ के बिहारी लाल की जय. And then we sing Jai Jai Radha Kanta, Radha Kanta, Radhe. Sorry. Here is Radha Kanta. Isko bada kaise karo? Isko just a minute. Okay. Shri Jai Jai Radha Kanta, Radha Kanta, Radhe. Ashila Bakreshwarer Pranadhan He. So this ditty of Radha Kanta is in Radha Kund, just opposite of Manipuri Gopal Mandir. The temple, ISKCON temple is on Radha Kund also. So next to that, opposite of that temple is this one, Radha Kanta, worshipped by Bakreshwar Pandit. And the last one is Jai Jai Radha Gandharvika Giri Dhari, Gandharvika Giri Dhari Radhe. So this Gandharvika Giri Dhari is worshipped by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and this one is in Kolkata, in Bagbazar Gaudiya Math. So this Bagbazar Gaudi Math is one of the very important temple in Vrindavan, in Gauri Vaishnava history. So I'm thinking to show you all the Prabhupada pastime places in Kolkata, as it is also because I am from Kolkata. My birthplace is Kolkata, and my home, my original home, is just next, not next, but little bit of away, like 15 minutes away from Srila Prabhupada's birthplace in Kolkata. So even when I don't join ISKCON, that time I used to go to Prabhupada's pastime places, and there I used to visit all the temples and everything. I'm looking for a video of Prabhupada's birthplace, which I record a few days back.
Okay. I am also from Kolkata, Prabhu. I am also from Kolkata.
Yes, Prabhu is also from Kolkata. So, now this place is little updated, but I'm one of the first tour guide of Kolkata after some senior devotees who restart this service of taking devotees to Srila Prabhupada places around 2012. That time I start this taking devotees to the Prabhupada places. So I used to take many places to devotees to the Prabhupada. So, but in recent future, I will go to Kolkata again. And there I will make videos of all the pastime places of Srila Prabhupada, not only in Kolkata, but I'll go to all the places of Prabhupada, including Jhansi, Prayagraj, that is Allahabad, Vrindavan, Mumbai. And if it's needed, then Tomskin Square Park, where Prabhupada tree is there, that too. So I want to a wonderful Prabhupada pastime Leela places darshan. So we'll do someday too. So kindly bless me for that. So we'll do one day about that pastime places too. And now let's come to our article about Vrindavan. So there is few things I just thought to read it out for all of you. So today, statement from the book is very important. Brajmandal is non-different from Lord Krishna. So Brajmandal is non-different from how? Okay, so let's see. In the Vishnu Rahasya, it is said that Brajmandal is non-different from Lord's own form. Therefore, just as Govardhan Hill is considerable to be transcendental form of Lord Krishna, Brajmandal is also another form of Lord. The Vishnu Rahasya reveals that this particular form of Lord has 55 parts, which are represented by 55 different forests of Braj. Among the 55 forests that form the Lord's body are 12 sacred Dwadash Van, while others are Upavan, Prativan, and Adivan. So Vishnu Rahasya say, Mathura is the heart. Whose heart? Krishna's heart, Mathura. Madhuvan is the navel. Kumadhuvan and Talvan are two parts of chest. Vrindavan and Mayurvan are the forehead. Bahulavan and Mahavan are the biceps. Bhandirvan and Kokilavan are the hands. Khandirvan and Bhadrakvan are the shoulders. Chhatravan and Lohajvan are the lotus eyes. Billavan and Bhadravan are the ears. Kamevan is the chin. Triveni and Sakhikup are the lips. Bihwala and others are the teeth. Suravivan is the tongue. Maningitva is the nose. Sheshashai and Paramanandavan are the nostril. Kerala and Kamal, South Indian Kerala, there is another Kerala within Braj, and Kamai are the hips. Karnavan is the genitals. Krishna Keshipnak is the rectum. Nandavan is the head. And Indravan is the back. The five fingers of the right hand are Shikshavan, Chandravan, Lohavan, Nandagram, and Srikund. The five fingers in the left hand are Grihasthan, Lalitagram, Varsana, Gokul, and Baladev. The five toes on the right foot are Govardhan, Javat, Sanketavan, Naradavan, and Madhuvan. The five toes on the right foot are, earlier one is the left foot and this one is the right foot. The five toes of the right foot are Mirdavan, Jahanuvan, Minakavan, Kejalvan, and Nandakupavan. So the Puranas like the Padma Puran, Adivara Puran, Vishnu Puran, and the Bhavishya Puran mention 132 most important forests of Brajamandal where Lord Krishna perform his transcendental pastimes. Out of this 12 forest are called the Dwadash Van and are reversed as being the most sacred. The Adivara Puran listed the 12 sacred forests are Madhuvan, Talvan, Kumadhuvan, Kamevan, Bahulavan, Bhadravan, Khadirvan, Mahavan, Lohajan Ganavan, Billavan, Bhandirvan, and Vrindavan. Out of 12 sacred forests, 7 are situated in the western bank of Yamuna River, including Madhuvan, Talvan, Kumadhuvan, Bahulavan, Kamevan, Khadirvan, and Vrindavan. And 5 forests are situated on the eastern bank of Yamuna, Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, Belvan, Lohavan, and Mahavan. It is said that Lord Krishna is the predominating deity of the forest of the western bank of Yamuna, and Lord Balaram is the predominating deity of the forest of the eastern bank of Yamuna. Both Krishna and Balaram are said to be the predominating deity of Mahavan. So there is some information regarding that, and let me tell you a little more about the 7 Sub forest of Vrindavan. So we have taken darshan of many places of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan also consists few important sub forest. Okay, so the sub forest are Biharvan. So surrounding ISKCON Krishna Balram Mandir area, that area is known as Biharvan. So if you go to Vrindavan ISKCON temple, there you will see a tree also. So that comes under Biharvan. Then Gocharan one, surrounding Varaha Ghat up to ISKCON Goshala. So when we were doing Parikrama that day, I show you Varaha Ghat, and from there up to I show you ISKCON Goshala too. So up to that one is Gocharan one. Okay, Kaliya Daman one, surrounding to Kaliya Ghat. Gopal one, surrounding to Gopal Ghat. So next to Kaliya Ghat is Gopal Ghat, and then Nikunj one, surrounding Seva Kunj. We went to Seva Kunj also, that place we see that Nikunj one. Then Nidhu one, next to the Radharaman temple and still known as Nidhi one. So we already visit Nidhu one also, and okay, then we went Radha one, between Dhir Samir Ghat and Pani Ghat. That place, that area, the forest on that area is known as Radhavan. Then comes Jhulan one, between Radha Bagh and Pani Ghat. The Radha Bagh and Pani Ghat, next to that Radhavan, and from there to up to the Pani Ghat is Jhulan one. And then Gahwar one comes surrounding Pani Ghat. Gahwar one, surrounding Panighat area, that place is known as Gahwar one. The one Gahwar one also is in Barsana. Sorry, this place, this one is called Gahra one. Gahra one means deep forest. Gahra one. Then comes Papad one, surrounding Adi Badri Ghat. Adi Badri Ghat. There is a one particular ghat during Parikma Marg. On Parikma Marg is called Adi Badri Ghat. So that area is also known as Papad one. Then Atala one. Atala one is currently known as Atala Chungi also. Near Atala Chungi, where Parikma path crosses Mathura road. So that place is known as Atal one. And then comes Kevariya one, surrounding Davanal Kund. So there is one place also within Vrindavan is called Davanal Kund, although I missed to show you that. But anyway, so that place is called Davanal one. The 40 important ghats of Vrindavan. Vrindavan have many important ghats. Okay. And then 5 ancient kunds of Vrindavan. So the 40 important ghats of Vrindavan, I'm just reading the name. Varaha Ghat, Madanter Ghat, Ram Gol Ghat, Kaliya Ghat, Karoli Ghat, Naval Ghat, Praskandan Ghat, Suraj Ghat, Koriya Ghat, Jugal Ghat, Dhushar Ghat, Naya Ghat, Sriji Ghat, Bihari Ghat, Dhurava Ghat, Nagari Das Ghat, Bhim Ghat, Ananda Ghat, Tehriwara Ghat, Imlitala Ghat, Vardhaman Ghat, Vardhavan Ghat, Barwara Ghat, Ranavat Ghat, Shringar Ghat, Ganga Mohan Ghat, Govinda Ghat, Himmat Bahadur Ghat, Chir Ghat, Hanuman Ghat, Bhramar Ghat, Kishori Rani Ghat, Pandwara Ghat, Keshi Ghat, Dhir Samir Ghat, Tekri Ghat, Jagannath Ghat, Pani Ghat, Adi Badri Ghat, Raj Ghat, Akrur Ghat. The 5 important ancient kunds of Vrindavan. Brahma Kund near Govindaji Mandir. Davanal Kund at Kavariya 1, Govind Kund near Rajghat, Lalita Kund at Seva Kunj, Vishakha Kund at Nidhi 1. The 7 important, okay, then the one I was right, okay. The 7 ancient koops, well of Vrindavan. Radha Koop on the Parikma Marg. So if you walk on the Parikma Marg, just near to ISKCON temple, there is a Radha Radhe hotel. And just next to the hotel is a one coop on the road. All the people don't give much attention to that. And that is Radha Coop near ISKCON Mandir. Then Krishna Coop in Bon Maharaj College. There is a college of Bon Maharaj. So there is Krishna Coop. The coop is now covered. Then another Krishna Coop at Madan Ter Ghat. Madan Ter Ghat. Okay. Then another one is Krishna Coop at Madan Mohan Mandir. On the top, we saw that Krishna Coop. And then Sapta Samundar Coop near Gopeshwar Mahadev Mandir. It's not, nowadays not able to see. Then Gopa Coop at Gyan Gudri. Gopa Coop. And Venu Coop next to 64 Samadhi Peet. We went to Venu Coop also. The four ancient Vatavriksh or the banyan tree of Vrindavan. Advaita Vat next to Madan Mohan Mandir. We went there. Shringarvat next to Radha Damodar Temple. Yes, Shringarvat. We went there. Yes, we went there. Vanshivat at Dhir Samir near Gopeshwar Mahadev. We missed Vanshivat, but I can show you Vanshivat picture. Vanshivat, yes. So here is Vanshivat on your screen. Vanshivat ki jai. Okay. And then Gyan Gudri at Gyan Gudri behind Lala Babu Temple. So Gyan Gudri is also a very important place. There is a huge wonderful story of that. The next is the three important Kadamba tree of Vrindavan. Keli Kadam at Kalia Ghat, Kali Kadam. From the tree where Krishna jumped into the Yamuna River, that is Keli Kadam or Kali Kadam. Then Chir Kadam at Chir Ghat. Although the Chir Ghat, which is in Vrindavan, I already mentioned in previous class that is not the exact place where Gopis did Katyayani Vrat. Gopis did Katyayani Vrat in a different place. And if we do someday Brajmandal Parikrama in detail, then that I'll show you. Even if you don't do, then no problem. I'm going to make a video of all these holy places slowly by slowly, and we'll upload that in English on that YouTube channel. So there you can see it. So kindly bless me for that too, that I can make such videos for all of you. Then we'll go to, then there is a Dola Kadam at Jhulanvan, Radha Bagh. So there is some places I have missed to take darshan. We'll take darshan soon. The famous Dam Das tree in Vrindavan, Jamuna Briksh at Jharu Mandal. So a few days back, I told you the pastime of about Jharu Mandal, where one Mataji, she was doing grinding grinder, no, she was grinding and making noise. Stone grinder, she was doing grinding on stone grinder and making noise. And then Krishna came and stopped her grinding by keeping her feet on her stone grinder. So this one, the picture of that place, that particular Leela. This is the grinder on which it's believed that this particular black spot is a mark of Krishna's feet. When Krishna, I also already mentioned that pastime, so I'm not going to tell in detail, but just for a quick reminder. And the next is the famous tamarind tree, Tetul Talla at Imli Talla Ghat. Okay, we also miss. There's so many places we miss to do within this short span of time. Vrindavan have a lot of places. The two important Mahadev of Vrindavan. Okay, yes, this one is important. So one is Gopeshwar Mahadev. We already took darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. Another one is Bankhandi Mahadev. So I'm just going to show you the picture of Bankhandi Mahadev. Braj. Bankhandi Mahadev. Hey, Mahadev. Bankhandi. Vrindavan, 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 Vrindavan. Yes. Bankhandi Mahadev. Radhe. Yes, here is Bankhandi Mahadev. So this one is Bankhandi Mahadev. Sanatan Goswami used to go to take darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev from Madan Ter, from Dwadash Aditya Tila. And during those days, due to the forest was very deep, and it take a lot of time for Sanatan Goswami to go to take darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So Gopeshwar Shivji came to this spot very near to Dwadash Madan Mohan temple. This place is in Loi Bazar, in Loi Bazar, very close to this Radha Vallabh temple, very there. So Shivji came to this place and told Mahadev, told Sanatan Goswami, that Sanatan Goswami, you do Govardhan Parikrama every day, and then also you take so much endeavor to come to take darshan of me as a Gopeshwar. So don't worry, from now onwards, you can take darshan me over here. You no need to go up to that Gopeshwar Mahadev temple. So this one is Bankhandi Mahadev. Shivji is so much caring and loving towards the devotees, especially pure devotees. One is Gopeshwar Mahadev, another one is Bankhandi Mahadev. And the two important devis of Vrindavan, one is Yogamaya Devi at Govindji temple. This one is inside the temple. I got it darshan only once in my life. I will pray, request them to give the darshan again. And another one is Purnamashi Devi. Purnamashi Devi, I can show you the darshan of Purnamashi Devi. Just a minute. Purnamashi Devi ki jai. Parikrama Marpishima Gornitai Prem Mandir Purnamashi Mandir. Yes. Okay. Purnamashi is Yogamaya Devi itself, and she used to help Yashoda Maya in different leelas. She also used to help Vrinda Devi for arranging Krishna's pastime, Purnamashi Devi. So this is the darshan of Purnamashi Devi. Very small temple, but very nice. Purnamashi Devi ki jai. So this is the detail, just short important things. Apart from, there are few darshan I thought to show you also. Among them, one is Sonar Gauranga temple in Vrindavan. This is the Kamandal water pot of Jagannath Das Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji, he earlier he used to do bhajan at Suraj Kund, and then later he came to Vrindavan. He was having a deity called Sonar Gauranga. Prabhu, you informed us. Let me read it again. Where is chat? Okay, here is chat. Someone that Prabhu informed us all share pastimes on Siva, if you remember. Yes. Tulsi Vibha pastimes is there. Even the Tulsi Vibha was there a few days back in Nandagaon. Okay, so I'll tell you pastime that too. But this one is Sonar Gauranga of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. There is also some wonderful, and this stick in between on the between these two box, Is this one is used by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This stick, his own stick, is there. This is the temple. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj always carried by his devotee disciple Bihari Ji in a tokri, in a pot. This darshan is Amiya Nitai. Nityananda Prabhu is there in Lohi Bazar. There is his temple. He looks so beautiful in blue, so I thought to show you the darshan of Amiya Nitai. And what else? So there are few darshan. Okay. I thought that we did so many things. We forgot to do Yamuna boat riding. So I thought to let's do a little bit of Yamuna darshan. And I want to show you how I do Deep Dhan in Vrindavan. So there was, it's a 1 year, this one is a 1 year old video. That time water level was high. And on the day of Ekadashi, people was offering lamp. And so beautiful Yamuna Maya. Our Vrindavan is so beautiful. Radhe Meri Swamini Mera Radhe Ko Daas Janam Janam. And now I'm going to show you how we do Deep Dhan. So this we went across the Yamuna, other side of the Yamuna, and then there on boat we offer lamp on the first day of Kartik like this. I'm thinking to go today or tomorrow for offer lamp. I'm planning to do 1,000 or 100 lamp tomorrow like this, or a little more. So this one,
please offer for Bhakti Sangha all Mataji's Prabhuji Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your Sinchar Seva.
Yes, thank you Mataji. And there is also Yamuna Arati every day on Keshi Ghat. So this is the video of that Yamuna Arati. If you ever come to Vrindavan, please keep one day, one evening for Yamuna Arati Darshan at Keshi Ghat.
I was very fortunate to do that this time, Prabhuji, when I was in this Kartik. Yeah, amazing. I was so fortunate. I don't know, like a fallen soul like me could get
Matan,
this.
You could take bath. You could take bath. Yamuna deep.
No, Prabhuji, I did not. We were parikrama kar rahe the. So, achanak 6:30 in the morning, I Kesi Ghat, I said, "Wahan pe rukte." Then I saw all deep dhan kar rahe the. So, we just went there. Yeah. Unke saath judh gaye. And it was amazing, Prabhuji. It was amazing. Bahut acha laga. Bahut acha laga. It's just like Ganga. Ganga ki aarti jaise Haridwar mein hoti hai, waise hi hai. It's very beautiful.
Wonderful.
And little more boat riding with all of you. This is Keshi Ghat. Darshan of Keshi Ghat. From the boat. Keshi Ghat Vanshi Vata Dwadasha Kanana Jaha Sap Lila Kalila Srinanda Nanda. As per
where Krishna comes and stands and he just takes the devotee. Don't go to Keshi Ghat. Is it Keshi Ghat or where? Rupa Goswami says, no, don't go.
That one is Keshi Ghat. And this is a few days back, I went to Bhandirvan. So that time, if you need to go to Bhandirvan, you need to cross the boat like this. So I crossed the boat like this. So I thought to show you that video. So Bhandirvan is the place where Radharani Krishna got married. So I'll soon make a video one by one. In English, आई थिंक बाय द एंड ऑफ द यात्रा माय इंग्लिश हैज इंप्रूव्ड. सो दिस एंड सो माता जी आस्किंग अबाउट तुलसी शालिग्राम विवाह. सो द पास्ट टाइम विच आई रिमेम्बर इज दैट तुलसी देवी there was a demon called Jalandhar. The name Punjab, there is a place called Jalandhar. So it's believed that he was from there. And he came to know that there is a although he was a demon, but he came to know that if you want to be most powerful, if you want to be, oh, he took darshan of I don't know exactly past time, but he was at first devotee of Lord Shiva, and Shivji become very pleased on him, and he give him blessings whatever he asked for, and he asked that no, he should become more powerful than anyone, and so he become more powerful than anyone that no one can kill him. So then he thought that okay, I become more powerful than what this Shivji have a beautiful wife. And this Parvati, as now I am more powerful than Shivji. So what is the use of keeping Parvati, the Mata, with Shivji? So let me try to, try to have her. Likewise, he was having some bad intention. And but still to assure that he should not get killed in battle, he heard that if any devotee of Vishnu, if you marry one devotee of Vishnu, that Vrinda Devi, there's Devi called Vrinda, if you marry her, and she is na Pativrata. Pativrata means one man woman, and due to her that Pativrata power, no one can kill you. Although Vrinda Devi was from very childhood very much totally dedicated to Krishna, but by doing some trick, the Jalandhar got married with Vrinda Devi, and he became very powerful, that no demigod, no god, no one able to kill him. And then that time there was a meeting between Brahma, Vishnu and Shivji, and they came to the conclusion that if somehow or the other Vrinda Devi's Prativrata means purity towards her husband, if that get broken, Jalandhar will, it's become easy for us to kill him. And so they give responsibility to Lord Vishnu to make that trick. So Lord Vishnu, he took form of Jalandhar, and he came to Vrinda Devi and told her that I want to have some personal time with you. And they used to not unite, but they used to come closer to each other. And it's not only closing, by only by if some woman look some other men in or get touched by some other men, that also considered as impurity or impurity towards her husband. So although the Vishnu took form of Jalandhar, Vrinda Devi thought that she is her husband, and she hug her or something like that. So that considered to be as the apatrivrata, means not no more pure towards her husband. And so
Pativrata
that
Bhanga.
Ab English means ko kya bolu nahi malum, isliye Hindi mein chala raha.
Breaking of Pativrata.
Yes, breaking of that truthfulness towards her husband. And that caused the Jalandhar to become weak in the battle. And that time Lord Shiva took the advantage and cut the neck of Jalandhar. And Jalandhar Nick came all the way floating from the battlefield. Although he himself tortured a lot to Vrinda Devi, but anyway, so if he came to the to Vrinda Devi and asked, "No, you were showing yourself so much truthful towards me, but what you did, you take association of some other men, and she fuck that law." One husband is there, and another head is there who is claiming himself as the real husband. And then, by after saying that, that chopped head, vanished or damaged. And then she asked, Vrinda Devi asked, "Who are you?" And then Lord Vishnu showed the form. So Vrinda Devi becomes so upset, so down. That I always used to dedicate myself. You are my Lord, but why you break my truthfulness towards my husband? That is to chastity, and that is to by cheating. So then she become very. Then she immediately burned herself, and through and it said. She also cursed Lord Vishnu that I curse you. And Lord Vishnu was not giving any answer to all her questions. So she said, "I curse you that you should become a stone as you are not giving me answer my answer. So you should become stone." So that stone is and Vrinda Devi herself, at first she burned herself, and from her ashes one tulsi plant came up. Which we used to worship, and later on, Lord Vishnu, she was forgive by Vrinda Devi, and then Vrinda Devi she took a form of this Kali Gandaki river, which is now flowing in Nepal. She took a form of a river, and Lord Vishnu, he said, "No, I'll always remain." Within the Vrindavan in a form of stone. So I will keep her curse. I'll remain there in a form of stone. At the same time, he also said that I'll not accept anything where Tulsi Devi Vrindavan is not there. So this is the one aspect of the story. However, the real aspect is much higher than this story. So this story with the Lord Vishnu and Vrinda Devi, that's a particular story. Okay, but the real story is that Vrinda Devi is in Vrindavan in Nandgaon. There is a particular place in Nandgaon, there is Vrinda Kund. So that Vrinda Devi is the eternal associate of Radharani Krishna, and her duty is to make arrangement of pastimes of Radha Krishna. Like suppose today Radha Krishna going to Sringarvat. So she will, so on that particular day, Purnamashi used to come to visit Vrinda Devi at Vrinda Kund, and they make plan. Okay, so today what will Leela should be there in Sringarvat? Suppose there is Man Leela or some flower festival or something. So they make arrangement. Okay, so Manjari, what role they are going to play, which parrot, what they are going to do, and everything, they make all the arrangement. So Vrinda, Yogmaya Devi gave the characterial responsibility. Okay, you do this, you do that. Likewise, she gives some role to the particular devotees. And Vrinda Devi, she did all arrangement, nice weather, a beautiful fragrance, flowers on the trees, roads are full with flowers, and she decorate so nicely that it's like a dream only. So that's the nature of Vrinda Devi, and she used to do even the day when Krishna left Vrindavan, that time also she was doing her seva of decorating the pastime places, and she was helping by many other expansion of Yogamaya Devi. So there is a huge story. And so in that Nitya Leela, in that eternal pastimes, so sometime Krishna by the Radharani and by the gopis also, sometime Krishna forced to marry Lalita Sakhi, sometime Vishakha Sakhi, sometime all the gopis, and sometime by Vrinda Devi also. Okay, so with the Leela, there, you know, so there are so many Leela and so many spot where Krishna get married with the different manjaris, different gopis. And on that particular day, on the month of Kartik, there is a one day. On that day, Krishna getting married with Vrinda Devi. And Vrinda Devi is the expansion of Radha Rani. Okay, so ultimately Krishna getting married with Vrinda Devi only. So there are numerous pastimes. Vrinda Devi ki jai.
Jai Haribo. Hare Krishna, I have a question real quickly. what yes, was the name of Vrinda Devi's husband that Vishnu took the form of? What's his name?
Jalandhar.
Jalandhar. Are we spelling that? Yes. Can you spell that for me, please, again?
J A
double L
L A double L A N N D H A R.
Jalandhar.
Jai Hari Bol. Beautiful pastime. Thank you so very much. That's my favorite pastime. One of my favorites, I should say. So many.
Then soon also, I will get all the story in detail and will share on the page someday on my page.
Looking forward to it. Hari Bol. Again, one more thing. What's the name of the book? It's called Vrindavan Parikram. Is that the name of the book that you're reading from?
Yes, Mataji. I read. I have six different books. See, like now, I'm going to show you. Like here, I have one book. This one is Govardhan Leela. Now when Krishna left the Govardhan Hill, then what happened? Then there is another set of Brajmandal Parikrama, two different set. And then I read this. And then I read this. I sleep with books. Wake up with books. All these things going on every day. Because Vrindavan is so huge and I must have some proper knowledge else. And there are so many
things. This is a new book which has come. This is a new book. Vrindavan Parikrama
has
come.
New books. Yes, many.
But only
many
very books, small. Sir. Only 200 pages.
Only 200 pages.
Who's the author? Who writes the book?
Different writer. Let me. I have huge collections. Let me show you. Show you my Almira. Then we will come to. Actually, there are few. Our Goswamis also, Rupa Sanatan Goswamis. They write many wonderful books. So I used to read them too, like Govinda Lila Amrit, Prem Bhakti, Chandrika, the Vrindavan Mahimamrit, and then Krishna Bhavanamrit, written by Srila Vishwanathas Chakravarti Thakur. Then Mathura Mahatma, Shri Vidhagya Madhav. Likewise, there's so many books read. Apart from there are some local instead of books which are famous in Vrindavan. So I used to read that, but all those books are available in Hindi.
Yes, sir.
That is the thing.
Unfortunately, I cannot read Hindi.
Don't worry, Mataji. Very soon, I will narrate these stories in English.
Thank you so very much.
Mataji, you can learn Hindi, Mataji. It's a good language. Hindi, you can learn.
He will, Prabhu will teach you.
I learned by listening to you wonderful Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Jai.
Hari
Bol, you're wonderful. Fantastic.
Thank you, Ishopanishad Mataji, for your enthusiastic hearing every day and encouraging all of us. Thank you.
Jai.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I request everyone to please on their videos and say Hari Bol to Sanjay Nityananda Prabhu, because today is the last day. I wanted to thank to him because Vrindavan is a busy day. They have a lot of services, they have many things, but then still he made up that he will give a parikrama for us every single day. Sometimes he couldn't come, but still, you know, he had did a wonderful job. To thank him, I request everyone please on video, and we can just say Hari Bol three times and end the call here. हरे कृष्णा डियर डिवोटीज, हरी बोल
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 वेरी वेरी ग्रेट
हरी बोल हरी बोल
थैंक यू सो मच ब्यूटीफुल परिक्रमा थैंक यू सो मच सो ग्रेटफुल टू यू
थैंक यू सो मच
राधे
राधे